Did you see that he added our names to it?
I saw.
You don't like it?
Eric Whiteley.
Yeah.
Shane Farley. Calvin Grubb and Aaron Elliott. Like, damn it, I don't get my own time. Look at the credits, and the people that are important are the ones that are named by themselves, and then they start just naming a whole bunch of people at once, and I'm like, well, those people don't matter as much. I'm like, damn it, I'm one of them people.
And like the special guest star, Rick, at the end.
Last time on.
What? I know he does that.
Why you clap?
I don't know.
He just does.
Why not?
You're a fool, Rick.
Last time, there were shenanigans.
Yes.
There were always
shenanigans.
We got up off the table and did some things.
Yes. Elor needs to go see a professor. Because there was lots of things that happened too beforehand during classes that have been going on. I haven't gotten something checked out. I need like a doctor, professor.
A doctor?
Yeah, I need a doctor.
Okay. You mean look at something for it?
Not, not you, Tork.
We're friends.
Not you.
Yeah, but I've Tork. Seen a lot of injuries.
Tork, it's not an injury.
Bodies.
It's these curses.
Curses?
Remember the tin curse? No. Cursed, attacks, gonna hit me, hurt.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Exactly.
Don't want to see.
I raise my shirt and show him my belly.
I tickle you.
My hat.
So, if it's curses, Gladys is the best one to go to.
Oh, you love Gladys.
All right, I'll go see Gladys.
She's going to do lots of tests.
I don't want the tests, Fulton.
Yes, I'll do tests. Just need your blood.
You're not Gladys. Talk, quit messing around. All right, I'll journey down the hall and find her her office. It's all creepy. I gave her blood last time. I hate that. Hello?
Hello, Elor.
Hello, Professor. I have a thing I need to have you look at. I believe I've been cursed.
Ah, yes. Let me check. No, I haven't cursed you.
No, not from you. I journeyed into the swamp recently and was at this druid barbarian temple place and may have taken... I put some coins into a tin... And it gave me a blessing, but I took them back out. I didn't like the blessing.
Yes, okay. Did you bring these artifacts back with you?
The coins?
The bowl.
No, I left them there. I wasn't going to take more.
Mm.
The bowl was filled with more riches.
Well, the coins are a start. What have you been suffering?
I haven't suffered yet. The suffering is yet. It will be coming. It was more of a battle problem. I'm afraid I'm going to be hit hard in the future.
Okay, well. I suppose I can do something about this. What will you do for me?
I don't know. I'm just a student, you're the teacher. I'll write a report.
A report? That's no fun. Come now.
It is for me.
All right. Well, since I'm going to be removing a curse anyway, I might as well test another one out on you.
It's practice.
It's practice.
Yes.
All right.
This sounds great. What do you need from me?
Terrible.
Well, surely, blood always helps.
Surely me just being here is enough, right?
Fill this bowl.
With anything?
Blood!
All right. I don't want to do the hand cut.
Don't do the hand cut.
I hate when they do the hand cut. But I don't know where else to cut myself.
You ruined your grip strength. Do like Winchesters do.
No, they do this. That's why I hate it.
They don't use the hand. They use
do.
Their arm.
I can't even react to it. They cut their hands so many times. All right, I'll just... Professor, do you mind helping me with this?
Do your inner upper thigh.
Gladly.
Yeah, I just... Elmer will stick out his arms or something. And, here you go. He looks away.
Do underneath your arm.
She sets you down.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy
oh, the yeah, you don't you know.
It's good.
She cuts your arm.
Okay.
And she starts to get blood from it as she's
also has like a old rotted book in this hand over here that she's sort of reading and flipping through one-handed very skillfully.
Professor, is this very sanitary?
Hmm?
The book looks very rotten.
Oh, this is the least of your problems. Oh.
She's like...
Spits on it. Rub that in, Sonny.
She drains the blood. She goes off. She starts to make an incantation. And then she pours what was in the bowl into a cup. It was blood before, but now it looks like wine. And she hands it to you. Drink up, Sonny!
Drink. Oh. All right.
It came out of you anyway.
Yeah. All right. I drink it.
So you drink it, and the world goes black. Eventually, you wake back up.
Okay.
She's had her way with you.
Your muscles feel very sore. Like you've done something very strenuous.
Okay.
Maybe something unnatural happened to your body. All right, test complete. Not what I expected.
Professor, what kind of testing did we do? I don't remember anything since the drink.
We'll go over it in class. Don't worry.
Does she look winded?
You're good.
Is the curse gone?
Yep.
All right. I feel weird.
Yeah. That's expected.
How do you feel?
Oh, intrigued. Most intrigued.
All right. Thank you.
You can't see me, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. Thank you, Professor.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I'm gonna head back to my dorm.
Elor, how are you feeling?
I don't know. How long have I been gone?
I have no concept of time.
No, blast. All right.
I haven't been able to have any meals because I'm not hungry. The slave inside of me doesn't want to eat when I'm not hungry. I want to conserve, but I haven't felt the need to eat for days. I can't keep track of what time is. God, and I hit your where you got.
Ow!
Sorry.
just splurts.
Professor Gladys forced me to drink my own blood, kind of.
Yeah.
And then everything went black, and then I woke up, and I'm sore all over the place, and she was happy.
She got rid of the curse from the ten.
I hope.
I got cursed there, too.
Cut. You don't eat. It's not a curse.
No, no, no. What'd she do?
She took my blood. And
where?
Then, huh?
How?
Well, you just punched me. Right there.
Right here?
Yes. No.
I'll be back. I'm off to Gladys. We don't have to go there.
You come in. And
yes.
She... Torek. What
yes.
Can I do for you?
Blood.
Yes,
I
blood.
Need to eat. I'm hungry.
What? You got cursed with your friend, yes?
Well, he says that it was a blessing, but it makes it so that I don't have to eat, and I've been forcing myself to eat, but I think that everybody else has lost weight. I've gotten bigger since I've come back.
Yes, yes. Here, we'll take care of that for you. I like you.
I like you.
She casts a removal spell.
Okay.
And it's gone.
All right, yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No blood, though?
No.
I did it for nothing. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then! And I go to the cafeteria. Now I can now have a sense of time.
Very good. So, you were all eventually called to Vish's office.
Okay.
Ha! Welcome back. Your lecture on your adventure was most enlightening. Seems like you've grown quite a bit, which is good, because I have a task for you.
Okay.
I need you to check up on something for me. There's a keep. Well, it was once
a keep. Is it red?
No, it is not red. It was once a keep. Long ruined, but it sits on something rather important that needs kept an eye on. I have a feeling something may have happened, and I need you to find it and report back.
Well, where is this keep?
The keep is about a week over to the east. Mm-hmm. He draws sort of a rough map for you. You can call it like an underground road that it sits on top of. I need to make sure that the road is still functioning as it should be.
What is the purpose of this road?
Well, inside of the earth are these magical ley lines. This is one of them. They're very useful and powerful, but they can be very dangerous as well. I need to make sure there's nothing fluctuating about this particular point.
Magic isn't my forte, but I'm happy to do this for you. What caused the suspicion? Why are you worried about this?
You're not the only one that's been dealing with the Mountain King recently. I've heard rumors that he's long been trying profane and magical experiments to try and increase his strength, his army, make weapons. I've heard that he's trying to tap into these ley lines in order to draw power from a source that no man should.
It seems imperative, then. Whatever causes the Mountain King harm, I'm there.
Professor, will we be going alone? Or is anyone else traveling with us? Are there students, professors, anything like that?
No. For now, you must go alone. Simply look. If anything is out of the ordinary, come back.
We're not to engage.
No. Absolutely not.
What sort of power could be drawn upon in this manner?
Something that you're not quite ready to hear.
Have we handled the Vulcan issues of all the thingies spilling out everywhere? Could they also be over here at these ley lines, or...?
It's possible. It's what I fear. It's one of the reasons I'm sending you. I think Vulcan stands a better chance than most.
He is kind of a bat now. He can fly.
Really?
Yeah, I still can't fly.
I'm sure you're very close. Just think happy thoughts.
I know how to turn into an owl, but I can only walk on the ground.
Well,
so sad.
That's a rather large downside. I would recommend practice.
Yes, yes.
How fast can you walk as an owl?
It's kind of a waddle. I can look all over the place.
I do have a new amulet for you to try, though. And he gives it to you. You put it on, and it feels kind of like the old one, but there's like a quieting inside of your head.
Nice. This feels much calmer.
Try this out. If it works, I think I have a more permanent solution. You look at the amulet, and it has a symbol on it that, although it's not the hero's mark, it appears to be of the same alphabet.
All right, is there anything we need for the journey? Anything we need to take with us? It's just mainly a scouting expedition that you're having us on?
Yes, it is a ruined keep. I would take climbing gear.
Climbing gear.
You may have to... This keep was built on top of a cavern, so you may need to do some spelunking.
How are we to know, once we do find these tunnels, if something is amiss or not?
You'll know.
Very well.
Perhaps if we're down in these caverns and there's things happening, it may not be the easiest of escapes. Should we have to fight? Is there anything we would need to know?
Don't fight.
Is like an escape rope spell
from Pokemon?
Well, it's called different things. And...
Yeah.
Having played some Telltale games now, Torque has a look of like...
Are there like spells that can help us hold our breath longer and stuff? Potions we can take with us?
Hold your breath.
Over spelunking?
But that's just going down in caverns. But I mean, it could potentially be water.
Yeah.
Can you learn water breathing?
Me?
Yeah. That's a third level spell.
Water right here.
Oh, man.
Water walk?
It's a hype water breathing.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful art.
Water breathing. 4 of 10.
Spell grants up to 10 willing creatures. Oh, right.
These are 4 of 10.
That's my planning on this chimera thing, but...
It is in the same direction.
Yeah.
Sometimes, sometimes you have to bow. Did we learn anything from the lance that we brought back? The charging lightning lance?
Not yet.
There was also the shield of... What was it? It was a weird shield we brought
missile
back
attraction.
That would pull things into it like a magnet.
Yeah, you already knew about that though, right?
Yeah, but I don't believe anyone wanted to be attracted when they weren't using the shield.
You know what we should do? Have that shield, when we start battle, we just throw it, and all missiles go to that, and it's just laying on the ground.
No.
I don't think it works that
It curses the person.
Yeah, it has to be attuned.
The shield is...
Okay.
It's a cursed item, so...
We'll strap a squirrel to it or something.
What if I'm the squirrel?
I don't understand magic.
I have a shield. I'm not interested in it anyway, so perhaps thing. Well, I'm going to go and find climbing gear.
Okay. You can each get dungeoneering gear.
Okay.
I would like to either go talk to or study in the library anything I can about the Mountain King.
All right.
I would like to slide that letter underneath her door.
You do so?
Okay.
Roll investigation. Yeah.
I think.
You don't have to roll to slide a letter. That just happens.
It gets stuck. Fuck!
Natural 20.
Very nice. Okay, so the Mountain King is Gaumar Tyrannok. So Tyrannok is his last name. It's also the name of his city, which is in a mountain range of the same name, which is classified as a country of the same name.
He likes that name.
Yeah. So the mountain range is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
There are five major peaks. Each peak has cities built on the inside of it. But the highest peak, it's so huge that there is, depending on who you ask, either a petrified dragon, ancient, like, god, or it's just a carving. But it wraps all the way around the mountain. Okay? And on that, like, that's so big enough that cities are built on it. And
they're on the dragon?
Yeah. And there are five...
It's like a Shenron dragon.
Yeah. Course. Yeah. And it goes up the mountain, and it goes all the way to the peak, and on it are different cities at different levels. And then inside the mountain are also cities. So this is absolutely huge, huge place.
What species is he?
He's a dwarf.
He's a dwarf.
Yep. The name of the ancient dragon is Drachmar the Wingless. So Drachmar was a giant ancient dragon who had some relation with the dwarven god Sunder. That god isn't around anymore. You're not sure why, but you haven't heard of him. Some believe that Drachmar and Sunder were brothers, both born of the all-dragon Bahamut. Others believe that Drachmar served Sunder as a mount. All agree to his fate during the War of Creation, a civil war between the first gods, which led to the extinction and birth of the sired, the current gods, through their blood. Drachmar's limbs were severed from his body. He fell to earth. He began climbing up the mountain to try and reach the heavens, rejoin the battle. While climbing, he turned to stone. His twisted remains are there to this day.
So that's the story of that. Some people just believe it's a statue.
Yeah, some people believe it's just carved. Some people believe it was this creature.
Do, with the history of these cities in this country, do we know if that... Did they find the statue and build around it? Or, like, do they know the age of the statue versus the age of the cities?
Sure. They built the cities on it. So he came, basically, cleared out this mountain and established all these cities in it. He used it. He did a lot of the construction with slaves. A heavily, like, slave economy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's also quite rich and wealthy. There's a lot of... these mountain ranges are filled with mines of gem, gold, silver, platinum, all these things. And they use a variety of slaves to dig them up.
With my own personal history, does Torc recognize any of this stuff from being part of that same slave network or a different one?
So all slavery goes through him at some point mm-hmm. or another. If it's above the ground, if it's below the ground, it could be through like Duragar and things like that.
Okay.
But usually he deals with that stuff as well.
Gotcha.
Anything else?
I was getting climbing gear.
Yeah, you can all take a dungeoneering kit.
Grab one for everybody.
What all is in a dungeoneering kit?
Rope, pittons,
hammer,
backpack, crowbar, hammer, 10 pittons, 10 torches, tinderbox, 10 days of rations, water skin, 50 feet of hempen rope.
Isn't there some kind of glow sticky things too at some point?
Glow rods?
Those were in 4th edition. I don't know if they still exist or not. I mean, if you guys want, you can pick up like a hooded lantern. Just something you would be able to extinguish.
I don't need any light. These two might.
I have dark vision.
Okay. I have dark vision.
This one might.
I took a hooded lantern.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all walking through like, oh, good. Things like...
Ruins are dark vision if he has his
hooded. You guys... Head off at your earliest convenience.
I mean, I don't have anything else. to do.
Guess we'll bid farewell to Resplendent. Yeah, be on our way.
So Resplendent, she's taking classes, right? Was the idea?
Yeah.
I would probably ask Professor Gutspiller about any kind of special or dangerous monsters or creatures around that area that we need to be ready for.
So you go to find him, and you're told that he is away on a mission.
It's one of those Professor Lupin missions.
All right. You head off. In great contrast to your journey through the swamp, this travel is pleasant.
Okay.
The weather is fair. You encounter no dangers whatsoever until you have gone the week.
The whole week, okay.
Okay. Yep.
You get to about where you expect to be when I need to know your passive perceptions.
My perception is a negative one.
Do we need to take that account, or what are we doing with
that? Passive perception.
What is that?
Down at the bottom right.
Oh, it's a nine.
A nine?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Let me think. I wanted it to take longer, but I don't think we have the time. So, yeah.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah, now? So let's say for the purposes of this, you guys have your skills you were training in.
Yes.
And you have your feet.
Are we just going on foot, or did anybody bring a horse? Aaron, you do have your
I do have horse. My horse, yeah. That big black one.
It was the war horse.
They would give you horses.
Passive so we have mounts now, you said?
Yes.
Okay. You want to try to like conjure mine now, so I don't have to conjure it later in the situation where we have to wait a you know, while, whatever.
Well, you have one now.
Probably. So. Yes, but the one you have isn't like a war.
Yeah, mount. It's like the one I know. I can conjure one now and just follow me around. But or if Aaron transforms, I can ride him as well.
If I allow it.
All right, so passive perception.
19.
Mine is a 9. 19.
Okay.
I have observant, which gave me...
Vulcan.
11, I said.
11.
Okay.
As well.
So, Allure hears a faint cry of a wailing babe.
When you say babe, you mean like a child, or do you mean like a hot
pig?
Like an infant.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's that noise?
What? What?
A child. Do you hear that?
Very faint.
Roll perception check to actually try to determine where it is, right?
You know where it is.
What? The area that we're in right now, is it trees? Is there a house? No.
So there are trees,
yeah.
But you're on like a road.
Gotcha.
Can I roll to sense direction?
It's off the road.
It's over this way. And I point the direction I hear it.
Yep.
What is it?
It sounds like a child.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
A wee bairn. Now that I'm listening, do I hear it too?
No.
I hear nothing. I have fantastic two-eared hearing.
Here, take my horse.
Role play.
I want to make my way, try to see what it is, since no one else can hear it, I guess.
All right. It's
come midnight.
It starts to get louder.
I want
to
be quiet.
But I roll stealth.
Which you're better at now.
Oh, he can stealth like with
are
the best of
any vents in this woods?
15.
15, okay. So even once it's within sight, it is still very quiet. Like it's a newborn. Newborn. You come across a horrific scene.
Okay.
The swaddled infant wails on the ground before a bloodied woman lying on her face in a pool of her own blood.
Do I see anything else like?
Nope. Roll perception.
It's a 12 plus 5, 17.
You can smell a very faint smell of brimstone. Like the wind is blowing in your face, and it's blowing in a very faint smell of brimstone.
I don't see anybody or people or...
Nope.
Just these two? All right. How far am I from where the road was? Is it very far?
About 100 feet.
Come back and tell him what I saw, and then...
A little baby?
Yeah, I come back. There's a child and a dead woman.
Oh, we have to help?
Hurry. Let's go. Head back towards the thing. I'll walk over to check on the woman, I guess.
Okay, roll investigation or medicine.
Medicine. 16 plus 7. Hopefully enough. I'm going to do the addition.
So, she is dead.
Okay. Loss of blood from a single cut on her back.
Okay.
Her face is also burnt, but with that high of a roll, you can tell that the burns are years old. So unrelated to her death.
She's cut on her back. I'll check on the child.
The child is crying. Has blood on him, but it appears to be the mother's blood. You see no wounds on the child.
This is very odd. Perhaps she was killed running away or something?
Or something chased her down.
I pick up the child and kind of comfort.
Okay. Anyone not dealing with the child, you two roll perception.
That's a little baby. Hi, little baby.
The hell?
Landed.
15.
There.
I definitely did it again because
you roll this. This dice tower is broken.
Yeah, that was a much better roll.
Well, I mean, I just want to make sure
it's the right. Same. Same. No.
15.
Same right. Number.
So?
Plus,
Perception?
What am I? 16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Volcom, you see a hound. Its fur black and burnt. The burns are seemingly fresh as it's still smoking. Thane, you see another hound over to the left.
You didn't see anything.
He's busy with the baby.
I had the baby. He had the kid, right?
I was looking on the mother and the child.
Yeah, he's looking at the mother.
I was doing medicine checks on them to make sure they were okay.
He smelled brimstone.
Yeah, I picked up the baby.
So these hounds are dead or they're standing?
They're standing.
Okay.
And they appear to be watching the scene.
Like hellhounds? Mentally, I tell the others about what we see.
They appear to be watching.
I look at the creatures, and can I recognize the creatures as any kind of certain animals or anything? Or
roll a knowledge check.
I wonder if I should try to speak with animals.
You could try.
I don't see knowledge like nature.
If you think they're natural.
17 plus 6, so 23.
They are not natural. They do appear hound-like and have all the characteristics, but there is something more to them.
These are not natural hounds.
You know, they're not of this plane and they're not of the Fae plane.
I cannot turn into these, whatever they are.
I still might be able to speak with them.
I can attempt an animal handling on them.
Or Thane can speak.
Okay, I will try to speak. I'm going to do speak with animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk towards them. Well, the one I saw first on the left. And say, hello, we come in peace. Do you know what happened here?
So it sees you coming
mm-hmm.
and jumps out, growls.
Okay.
We are here for the babe.
Okay. Why?
It is promised to our master. Leave it and go.
Who's your master?
Leave it and go!
We can't do that. But we don't want to fight you. Maybe there's another... Maybe we can compromise.
It's maybe...
King Solomon, then?
Maybe. You have this hat.
No, it's a signpost thing, Eric.
This may be what Professor Vish was instructing us about, to not fight.
And we're not at the ley lines yet.
Thane, what is the...
Roll persuasion or intimidation.
I can do that.
Well, you're not talking to him.
Shit.
Okay. It says... Okay. 13, and you said persuasion or what?
Intimidation.
Which is better. Okay. It's a 20.
Which one?
Persuasion.
Okay. The babe is not yours. You have no right to it. You did not bear it, and it was not promised to you.
Yeah, but we can't let this babe go with you, with his mother dead. It's not right. He's one of us.
One of you?
Yes. He's a human, right?
Yes, it's a human.
Okay.
Fuck. It is not a human. It is a sacrifice.
We can't let the babe go with you. Surely you can see why we feel that way.
They can't. They're not. That's their whole argument.
So, roll insight.
Natural 20.
Nice. So, while you are speaking to it, it's not really a sentient creature so much. Okay. Like, it's following orders. from its master, and it has to follow those orders.
It's like a hellhound. There's no talking it out of it.
Yeah.
Unless you can trick it somehow or something. Like, it hasn't attacked you yet, so it's not mindless.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not going to follow your orders over its master's kind of thing. So if you want to talk out of it, you need to find like a parallel line that follows the master's orders, but also...
Give him a fake baby.
They want to take the baby or kill the baby?
They want to take the baby to its master.
Well, we can take the baby with us and go with him to his master, but that might not be good. I imagine it would involve fighting eventually.
Dang, what did the hounds want?
They want to take this babe to their master for a sacrifice.
Do you know who their master is?
Who's your master?
I cannot speak his name.
Why must you do what he says?
It is our existence.
You say they're looking for the child for a sacrifice?
Yes.
Could the woman be enough of a sacrifice? She's already been killed.
What about this woman? Her blood.
We must take the babe. The babe that has been promised. So as you're talking,
okay,
a group of three villagers approach. Two are holding pitchforks and one is holding an axe. With your passive perception, you notice that the axe has blood on it, and it seems to match the wounds on the woman's back.
Hello. What are you doing there?
The babe. We must have the babe.
Everyone wants this babe. What's special about this babe?
Quickly, you must give it to us. There's no time to explain.
It appears you may have murdered this woman.
She was going to be the death of us all.
The death of you all? You're the death of her. Why do you need this child? Are you trying to sacrifice it?
We do not know what will happen to it, but it must be given. There's no choice.
To who?
A sorcerer.
Sorcerer?
He's the only one that can save us.
Save you from what?
A madness. It plagues us. It plagues our village. It's killing us.
What is it doing?
People will gather for sermon. It's not the teachings of Saloon or any god or goddess. They speak of memories, how to grow crops, nursery rhymes, rumors. But they won't stop. They talk past their voices turning hoarse. They begin to faint from thirst. They claw at their scalps and faces and will hear no reason. Sorcerer claims to have the cure, but requires the life of an infant born today. We're desperate, the madness won't stop unless we give the babe born who has not yet seen a new moon to this vile stranger.
Okay.
So it's like a race to the...
Where is this sorcerer now?
At the ruined temple.
The keep?
Yes.
I'm supposed to fight.
I'm not giving this baby to anybody. I'm holding it.
Thane.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the dogs that we'll escort the baby to the sorcerer.
We will carry this babe, journey to your master, escort the baby there, and talk to your master.
Acceptable.
Okay.
They stay there, though.
I turn to the villagers.
Well, the dogs do?
How long have you been suffering from this madness?
At first, we did not know it was a madness. It came upon us maybe a month ago, the last new moon. But it has escalated quickly. Dozens have died. If we don't do something, the entire village will. I fear everyone is infected. Yes. He scratches his head.
I don't know that this sorcerer will help you.
If you sacrifice this baby, you would have succumbed to madness anyway. Can't solve madness with further madness.
It must be done. Lives must be saved. My children's lives.
How long has the sorcerer been there?
He appeared today.
I'll journey with the baby to the sorcerer and speak with him.
Very convenient timing.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
They see that the hounds are following you and seem to go back to the village. They don't also follow you.
Get the hell out of here if we want. No, we can't. seems like this curse is legitimate.
Torque, do you want to continue?
You can go to the village.
Holding the baby?
Or yep. You can go to the keep.
I mean...
Or you could get away from the hounds.
Yeah, then all these people will be screwed, right?
If it's true.
I mean, this is why we're being trained to help. Where we go, we can't ignore the plight of this baby or the plight of this village.
I don't know that the sorcerer will be able to do anything with this. This sounds like the same issue I had with my tribe. and why I was outcast. My village went under a similar madness. But no one ever seemed to understand what it was from. And I doubt this sorcerer is actually helping.
Let us take the mistakes of your past and help this village.
I'd like to protect the child, though.
I'll protect this child with my life.
We can perhaps get some answers from the sorcerer, but if this is what Professor feared, it might not be something we want to battle. We might have enough information. Perhaps we should try to ditch the hounds and maybe escape back to the school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do we want to deal with the sorcerer first, or what do you think?
Well, if the sorcerer is the issue the professor was talking about at the keep, he warned us not to fight.
He warned us not to make contact of any kind.
Is the keep close?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the keep is where the baby was being taken to.
That would say my name right.
It's like an hour.
We could mount, possibly outrun the hounds back to the school. I don't know what powers they may.
I don't know if they're like summoned creatures. They may not tire, or.
Or now that we're away from the villages, perhaps we could fight these beasts and then make our way out.
Could we entangle them in some way?
I mean, I could slow them, but.
It's clear the hounds were given instructions to bring the baby alive.
So if we threaten to kill the babe, will they stay back? Can we make their hostage our hostage?
Perhaps. It's not quite a leverage, because we can't enforce anything, but it could be a threat enough, perhaps.
Their orders may be restrictive enough where they may not act under their own judgment.
The new moon is tonight, though. So, he does need this baby before then.
Then afterwards, perhaps the baby would be useless to him.
If he's telling the truth, or if the villagers understand what he said. The villagers didn't seem like the brightest.
Yeah.
In terms of all this stuff.
Can we go to the village and invest?
I mean, Aaron has the most experience with something like this. I'll follow his lead, but I've taken upon myself to guard the baby.
Can we try to detect, like, good and evil or anything within the village to see, like, another root cause or something like that?
Sure.
What do you think?
I know.
You can also detect it on these creatures as well.
Good and evil? You just want to detect good and evil?
I just want to see what's wrong with the villagers, you know?
Well, if you went there, I mean, you could try medicine and arcana. Elor has, in theory, seen it before.
Okay.
But he could be more experienced now.
We should go then.
All right.
So, what do we do with the baby?
We take
it with us, and we follow Elor's lead.
Let's head to the village, and we'll investigate the village.
Okay.
All right. So, you all go to the village. It is, as was described to you, there's a large group of people standing in a circle of various states of horror. Some of them have, like, their hair torn out, their faces scratched. Some of them are just mouthing because they've long since lost their voice. Others speak in a terrible hoarseness. Others are just walking up to the circle for the first time and beginning to speak. There's at least 24 people in this sort of circle area. You see children walking up to the line and their mothers, like, dragging them away, crying, trying to talk reason to them,
mm-hmm.
basically.
As we get closer to the circle, do we feel any effect on ourselves?
No.
Do we notice anything from the baby? Or do I?
No.
Yeah.
Baby doesn't seem to be happy to be in this situation, but there's no, like, power, or it's not doing anything out of the ordinary.
I want to try to examine them a little bit from more of a nature/medicine extent to see if something along those lines. Volcom, do you think you could detect any sort of spell, enchantment, curse, anything on this village? I don't quite have the arcane know-how.
I will search.
All right. And you're rolling medicine?
Yeah,
so
more of a medicine. Like
arcana
a
and
thing.
Medicine. Theoretically, religion could be useful as well.
Shane, that's you.
Yeah, for me, religion and medicine, they're all
go ahead and
both high up.
You go ahead and roll religion.
Okay. I got 20 on medicine.
Damn it. Natural 20.
Nice. All right, so we'll start just down the line. So as far as medicine goes, the people who are dying of thirst. You see people, like, trying to pour water into them as they're talking, but they're talking, and, like, just sometimes they'll choke it. Or they'll just dispel it. But the people who have died of that. They all seem to be itching their scalps as if there's... You look, and it's not lice. So it has to be something else other than that. But not only the scalps, but you see people, like, tearing at their faces as well. A few people have torn out their eyes. It does seem to be some sort of madness. As what did you get for Arcana? You said 20?
No, 15.
15. You can divine that it's not a curse. It doesn't seem to be a spell of any kind, at least none that you were familiar with. With religion, natural 20, it certainly seems like religious behavior taken to an extreme. It could be some sort of taint on the mind from a god or a godlike creature.
Some kind of fervor.
But because of what they're saying, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Like, they're not worshiping anything or trying to bring any being into this reality, which is kind of what you would expect. So it's something that has a lot of similarities to a religious thing, but doesn't seem to be religion-based.
Okay. They're actually using... A spell, detect evil and good, would that maybe more on the nose of figuring out what it is, you think?
What's the spell do?
For the duration, you know if there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead within 30 feet, as well as there any creatures located. Similarly, you know if there's a place or object within 30 feet of you that has been magically consecrated or desecrated.
Okay, yeah, you can cast it.
Okay. I'll use that.
Okay, let me see it again. And take your spell slot. Within 30 feet. Okay, so the hounds register as fiends.
Okay.
And every person that's not the baby or your party within 30 feet of you registers as an aberration. Although they're clearly human.
What does that mean?
There's some magic spell that we don't know about.
Just that it's on a curse.
Yeah.
The master is waiting. We must go.
What should we do, Elor?
I'd like to talk to the sorcerer, but if what the professor feared was that it would be too strong of something that we could handle, I'd like to avoid it. I'm not sure if it's something we should head first into or if we should avoid. I'm tempted to head towards the sorcerer to get information, since we haven't made it there yet. But I would hate to bring you guys along with me if it's going to be a dangerous route that the professor warned us of.
I wouldn't want you to go alone.
But should we take the baby with us?
I'm not letting it around anybody else here, so yes.
I believe the baby would be safer with us than left here in the village.
Yeah, but maybe Torque doesn't go with us.
Are you suggesting that Torque return and the rest of us speak with the sorcerer whom we have just displeased?
I think Torque may be safer in the group of us than alone with the baby fighting however many fiends may come from the child.
Okay. Let's do that.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Torchbearer Academy, our D&D campaign. If you want to see more right now, you can over at patreon.com/blindwave. Be sure to check it out and let us know what you think is going to happen next down in the comments below.